Moscow mayor, true coronavirus numbers could be triple official figures. By BenQ on May 8, 2020. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin announced on Thursday that lockdown measures in the Russian capital will be extended until at least May 31, warning that the real number of Chinese coronavirus cases is likely three times that of the official figures. Sobyanin, who has effectively led Russia's response to the pandemic as head of the country's coronavirus task force, wrote in a statement on his website that it is still too early to lift most restrictions. Temporary restrictions on the functioning of trade, public catering, services, culture, education, sports, and other non-productive industries, as well as the regime of self-isolation of citizens, will be extended until May 31, Sobyanin said in a statement on his website. It is still too early to open restaurants, theaters, and sports facilities. From May 12, 2020, we begin the first stage of easing the restrictions imposed and returning to a normal lifestyle. Of course, while maintaining maximum caution and enhanced measures to protect human life and health, he continued. Moscow has been in a state of lockdown since the end of March, with residents only allowed to venture outside for groceries, walking dogs, or traveling to essential jobs with a necessary permit. From Monday, Muscovites will be required to wear masks and gloves when traveling around the city. Sobyanin also confirmed that some industries, such as construction, would be allowed to resume work from May 12. The Russian capital remains one of the hardest hit places by the coronavirus. Although the official number of infected is close to 100,000, Sobyanin estimates that around 300,000 of its residents, equivalent to around 2.5% of the city's population, have contracted the virus. He also pointed out that this substantial increase is not necessarily evidence of the virus spreading more aggressively, but the fact that medical authorities have significantly ramped up testing. The number of hospitalizations with severe and moderate pneumonia, a stronger indicator of the virus's spread, has not risen over the past fortnight. Beyond Moscow, Russia as a whole appears to be increasingly struggling with the pressure imposed by the virus. Many medical professionals have complained about a lack of resources, particularly personal protective equipment, PPE, with many choosing to quit their jobs. Three doctors opposed to the Kremlin's approach have also fallen out of windows in mysterious circumstances. On Thursday, the White House revealed that Russian President Vladimir Putin had accepted his offer to provide the country with additional ventilators to help curb the pandemic. President Trump reiterated that the United States is ready to provide assistance to any country in need, including Russia, Washington said in a statement. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.